weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let me just get to these calls now, and then I'll kind of recap and finish the Russell Brand story. And I haven't told you the end of it and why I'm even telling it. It was just like when I went to see Megadeth and was like backstage. And it's like, I'm just going to see my friends, and I like their music. And it's not their security. It's the whoever the event is. They're even mean to the people that are the stars, basically. Because, I mean, when Russell Brand sent back, you know, his head of his tour, and is like, you know, this is Alex Jones. He's on our list. They didn't want to be proven wrong. And I guess they didn't like me or something. And we're like, we got a lady here claiming. And then even after that, they're like, we don't know if you're going to be allowed back. And then finally when I was, I'd be messed with by each usher just trying to get backstage. And then when I got there, the union people, some of them were listeners shaking my hand, but the head guy was like shaved head and a beard comes over and he goes, you know, long beard. He goes, all right, he's really busy. He's got just a few minutes for you. And then I asked them, they go, no, we didn't tell that guy that. Russell asked you to come. I mean, it was just like the religion of messing with me. And the religion of, I want to be part of it, and they're there gatekeeping, and that's their power. And it's just like, people like this are ruining live events. They're ruining special events. They are. I love the security at the W. I'll go see stuff at the W because they don't mess with me and henpeck me, and I can just pull up in the loading bay to go behind the thing to interview somebody. Where it's Joe Rogan or Megadeth or whoever it is. See, I said I'd tell the story after the break, and I'm already telling the story right now. It's just unbelievable. And the crazy part was the people messing with me knew who I was, knew that they wanted to talk to me, and tried everything they could to stop it, and then acted like they hadn't done that once they all got defeated. And were sitting there glaring at me angry that I had gotten in there past all their baloney. I mean, I want to empower people. It's like zoning bureaucrats under Agenda 21. They admit they want to wreck small businesses. They want to wreck little guys. We have a story coming out next week on that here in Austin. They want to hurt the independents. I'll finish the Russell Brand, go to break, and come back. I promise your calls next segment because it's long. You won't be interrupted. Walter and everybody else is holding. But and then here's Russell Brand in closing, who's all about celebrities a joke. They're manipulating us through archetypes. All this corporate stuff, he's awakening. He's a listener to my show, but he's awakening through a lot of other stuff. And here he is making fun of himself in the interview and his outfit and narcissism and everything. He's using narcissism in the public to try to wake him up. But still, the platform he's in is narcissism with all of these women. I don't think I've seen so many beautiful women. That guy is popular with the ladies, just throwing themselves at all these Katy Perry lookalikes we were noticing that were there. I mean, it was wild. It was wild. And then I'm just there looking at the whole thing. Of course, the cops were like senior cops they have for security there. They were really smart, nice guys, listeners, friends with the person that runs it that I'm friends with. So I'm not even knocking the Paramount, by the way. It's a beautiful, nice theater. Has a lot of old movies they show there that you won't see anywhere else for a good theater experience. I like it. But I'll be honest with you. I take my kids probably once a year to see old movies there, maybe twice a year. I'm almost, you know, want like a card from the management to go to like hold it up when they come. It's Alex Jones. He's a celebrity. Let's mess with him. See, that's the thing. People mess with celebrities. Everybody thinks they want to be a celebrity. No, you don't want to be a celebrity. People want to make stuff up about you. They want to get close to you to make stuff up about you. Or if they're not into you or whatever, they want to show you that you're nobody. In fact, one guy's like, just because you're a radio host and doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want around here. This is after I was completely gentlemanly and treated like total crap. It was a joke level. I went with Shane Steiner and his wife to the whole Megadeth thing. And he was saying it was like a joke how he got messed with just over and over again, every level by the security, pecking, 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 pecking. Because that's their religion. And I'm telling you, within that is the spirit of the New World Order. That's what they want to do. They want to dominate and control. And little lesser minions are at minimum wage messing with people. We'll be back. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and co-workers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going directly to your calls. And I want to be clear, I wasn't telling that whole Russell Brand story to be pissy, as they would say, or complaining. It's the societal thing that one of our crew members does electrical work, you know, crew work for big bands, one of our engineers. And he said, no, I know the group that runs the security, not the actual staff of the Paramount. And he goes, they are the worst in the city. Because they would have one person come up and get in our face, and then we'd walk to the next level, and another one would do it just for fun. It's kind of like with the open carry thing down by the Capitol with the legal black powder guns. One cop comes up, harasses you. The next cop comes up and harasses you. It's a tactic. And Chris was saying that he's been around those guys where they admit, look, I get $8 an hour. I have this job so I can mess with people and have power. They actually say that, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just saying that's the spirit we're dealing with. And now we're going to have that spirit fully over our health care with our health records and everything being used and national health care being denied to people. You know, the IRS is harassing the Tea Party and gun owners and religious groups and trying to make churches pay for abortions. Do you think they're going to use national health care to harass people? Well, they already are, folks. They already are in the implementation of it. It's not a question. It's already going on. And that's what I hate about tyranny, is it just lets all these nobodies who never had real power and don't know what a responsibility it is messing with people just to mess with you. Even when Russell Brand said, yeah, I called him here to interview me. I want to meet Alex Jones. They're like, all right, you can talk to him for 10 minutes. I'm like, did you say that to them? No. Sorry about the, you know, and then they're just sitting there looking at me the whole time. And I'm like, what on earth is this? And it's just they hate me because I'm successful. That's what it is. And they got that job so they can mess with me all day. And so same thing with bureaucrats, same thing with bad cops. The two cops that were there were laughing at them the whole time because they were out front when it started. It took 2 hours. And we went and ate for an hour, but it was a 2 hour period. 2 hours of a gauntlet of people messing with us. And literally when, but it all, it like made it triumphant when we finally got the interview, which was no big deal. I mean, I'm happy to get the interview. We're going to air it next week. And it was pretty powerful, by the way. The video interview, but it's just, I mean, I don't think I can go the next time some famous person's in town for one day. It happens all the time. They invite me down to meet them. I don't think I can be around it. It's just like, I don't want to be messed with by bureaucrats. I mean, I just, but in a way, I need to go to more of these and I guess challenge it or something. I don't know what to do. Oh, man. But I tell you, the bartender was real nice and everybody was real nice other than that. Let's go to Walter. I apologize for making you hold so long, brother, in New Jersey, and then we'll go to Anthony and others. Go ahead, Walter. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. That's, you know, talking about the insurance companies, they always did that. They would put you on hold, send you to another department. Hopefully you'll go away and leave them alone. Yeah, so don't feel bad. You, I know what you went through there, boss, but all right, I wanted to talk about Bin Laden. And,
Sure. More important things. More important. But listen, I'm not like I went through something. It's more funny. I'm sad for those people. That's what I'm saying. I'm sad for humanity. Yes, Bin Laden, for those that don't know, if you just joined us, Cy Hirsch has come out saying he has the intel. The whole story's fake. This is a devastating blow against the globalists. Go ahead.
Well, we knew that Benazir Bhutto in a David Frost interview quite a few years, I guess it was like 2006 or 2007, said that Bin Laden had been assassinated by one of his own people. That's number one. Number two, you've had Dr. Steve Pachenik on. He said that the man was totally sick and with Marfan syndrome. That's another point.
Yeah, no, he was in Dubai, American-owned hospitals, barely alive in 2001. That's CBS News.
Exactly. And then you've got Mr. Obama coming out on May 1st, which is May Day in communist Russia, and the anniversary of the birth of the Illuminati as well, back in 1776.
I was about to say, it predates Russia. It's actually Illuminati Day.
Right. Announcing the demise of Osama bin Laden in a false operation that you could obviously see very clearly on that Situation Room photograph that they were all...
Sure. How big is it, though, that it's all collapsing? I mean, do people realize the history we're living in the middle of right now?
Well, hopefully the smart listeners that pay attention to your show and other shows like it are realizing that it's all been just a big scam and a big sham the whole time. It's going to take a lot more to get the rest of the world awake, and I feel sorry for those that don't want to wake up because they are going to fall victim to a really serious type of tyranny that's going to crush them in their beds at night, unfortunately.
Well said, sir. God bless you, and have a great weekend, and be safe. Don't let the you-know-whats grind us down, as the old saying. Just keep fighting, keep trying to be as good as you can, and keep trying to stand up for basic humanity. Let's go ahead, and it's important to laugh at these people. You know, the cops that were there that night, I got to talk to them a lot. They were listeners, great guys. I won't get them in too much trouble being listeners. They were laughing at the security people the entire time with me. He's like, I know she's with him. I've been backstage. No, that's the head person. No, I know you're on the guest list. I know. I mean, it was just like, and then they were in the back laughing at them with us. And that's good to see the cops like that. Just get it, because it's pathetic. And it's good for cops not to act like those security people. I mean, it's important across the board to laugh at the system. Anthony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. And, you know, it hearing you talk about the way people treat you and the way they treat a lot of people that are trying to spread the truth, it really is, it's very dangerous. And I called to tell you a quick story, and every time I call, it seems like it's a story about intimidation. What I've been doing recently, I still confront politicians, but I've been confronting a lot of mainstream media, journalists and reporters. Well, yesterday, I was at a local store, and a cameraman from a local mainstream media outlet recognized me, and he literally attacked me in the store. He threatened my life. I was able to get my phone out real quick, and I recorded it, so I put the video up now, and you could see him. He is completely...
Say the name of the video.
It says crazy. It's titled Crazy Cameraman Attacks Journalist. And I posted it on your InfoWars Facebook page. But, he's completely irate, and he says, I'm going to bring down your radio show, okay? So this is amazing.
Okay, so he knows you. You have a local radio show. Okay, well, let me stop you real quick. Because you were with We Are Change, right? You've called before.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Anthony, okay. I remember a few months ago this happened. It's funny you mentioned cameraman, because a lot of them are real nice. I have been attacked by mainstream media cameraman, let's not exaggerate, more than 10 times. Twice when I was covering Bush in the whole election fight in 2000, I would come down in bullhorn at the governor's mansion, and the cops knew I had a First Amendment. I had an ABC News guy run over and hit me with both his hands open like a girl in the neck and come after me. Then I had it happen another time. But, yeah, they think they're allowed to assault you because they're in the mainstream media. And I had it's like Michael Moore's bodyguards. He comes out of a restaurant. I see him walking down the street. They said, we're taking you to be able to interview Michael Moore. There was a guy that worked for Cablevision, knew his people. We get there, and Michael Moore goes, no, I'm not going to talk to him now. So he ducks in this restaurant. So I wait 30 minutes. I get some food at the restaurant next door. His security guards come out. Six of them. There's video of this in my film, Martial Law. And I'm like going, hey, Michael, why do you have bodyguards? But we can't have guns. And the guy like starts elbowing me. So I hit him back. But the point is they think they're allowed to hit you because they're with a celebrity. And it's the opposite. So Anthony, we'll look into that. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and go to Russ in Texas. Russ, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Al, for taking my call. I'd like to make a few points. The first thing is I see that the churches have no idea what's going on with them. You know, in 1933, Adolf Hitler went to the Catholic Church and it said, if you don't stop talking politics against our Nazi party, we're going to initiate assassination squads against your priests. So in 1933, the Catholic Church signed a concordat which said they would not speak against the politics of the Nazi party. We see the same scenario in the 501c3 tax exemption.
Yeah, that's the clergy response teams on record. Most big preachers are on the federal payroll and are given faith-based money and are now government agents. It's pure evil.
And it's absolutely reduced the church to a religious status. The Christianity is not a religion. It is an absolute personal...
Well, sir, it's worse than the church being reduced to religion and not spiritual. It's reduced the churches across the board. Even if it's a Buddhist temple, they're part of this stuff now, or a Sikh temple, or Catholic, or Protestant, or Orthodox. They are coming in saying, work with us, spy on people, here's money. They're being turned into secret agents who have betrayed their sacred oath to try to wake people up spiritually. So it is the essence of authoritarianism.
Another connection to the fascist ideology that we're seeing grow. The church has basically handed over its birthright. Its birthright is its
sir, it's no longer a church. They are now government psyop operations masquerading as churches. They are, even if the preacher himself is not evil, if he consciously goes along with it, he is now putting on the robes of the New World Order and the Antichrist.
If Christianity wants to rise again, it's going to have to throw off that seal of 501c3 status, retain its birthright, which is its ability to stand up against and speak against principalities and spiritual...
I agree. Hey, what do you think about all this news coming out with Bin Laden not being killed, Cy Hirsch. That's the most respected reporter out there, probably. Total bombshell. Amazing integrity from him. We already know that. That's a staged event. The SWAT team's coming out saying that was a stand-down order, that they think it's suspicious at the Naval Yard. Just across the board, everybody's going public. The Kenya situation, prior knowledge, info out. Both our articles are up at DrudgeReport.com on that subject. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Oh, this is bombshell, Alex, but until people return to Christ and establish their relationship with Jesus Christ, he is not going to give them the power and authority to stand up against this wickedness and this and these wars and all the stuff that's going on. We must return to Christ and get our, get our ourselves right with Christ.
Well, I agree with you, but the problem is I meet a lot of nice preachers. I go to a lot of churches. I go with friends. I go with family. And, man, you go a couple times, you always get the Homeland Security sermon. You can tell it was written by the feds. I'll go up and talk to the preacher, and they'll kind of freak out. It's just very sad. It's very depressing to see the New World Order taking over the church. When the church led us against King George, across the board, you know, Christian churches led the fight against King George with 235 years ago, and now we're the opposite. And look, as Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, all of them said, immoral people cannot be free. And folks, I cannot believe how evil stuff's getting. And it's scary, because if you study history and people get this decadent, Katie barred the door. Thank you, Russ. Flynn, in like Flynn from New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, buddy.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I've tried to call a couple of times, but not so pressing is what I wanted to contact you about today. I've been watching the currencies and banking industry scandals and all this other crap around the world and fiat currencies all doing their thing and all the manipulation. One thing that's been percolating in the background I've had my eye on is the dinar, the Iraqi dinar. Been watching the banks to, if you see a bank declare a bank holiday, that means that they're doing something really big on the inside. Panama just declared a bank holiday. They shut down all services, no transactions, all the ATMs are suspended until October 1st. Now, with a couple of things going on around the world, I've got a theory that the oil default currency is going to collapse as the U.S. dollar does. And it's going to be transferred to the Iraqi dinar. I think this is what's about to happen. This is the first bank holiday I've seen since September 1st, which, I don't know if you heard the news out of the Vatican, in July, the new pope signed a removal of immunity under Roman Curia laws, which means all maritime laws around the world that dictate commerce and mercantilism now are people who are dictated under the authority of the Vatican. They just removed all immunity. So everybody that had immunity from any kind of criminal war crimes, et cetera, they've now just lost their default immunity underneath the Roman Curia. So, and then the blackout's happening on November 1st. Something big is happening right now.
Yeah, Goldseek is reporting bank holiday in Panama announced. I guess this is broke yesterday. I wasn't aware of that. And we're going to go through and look for some other sources on that. I know that I'm on news here. I don't see any sources directly from them, but we'll do some more. We'll do some more research into that. Let me see. World Finance is saying, let me see bank holiday. Let me add bank holiday to it. It's not the kind of holiday you want, folks. What else do you have to say about that, sir?
Well, that's primarily it. I try not to make too many predictions and whatnot because I don't like looking like a fool, but this is something that I've been watching for a while, and it really looks like this might be the tipping point. I mean, like, what, Bernanke just tried to step down as the Federal Reserve Chairman, and they still don't have a new guy? And this,
well, they tried to put Larry Summers in there, but Larry Summers helped engineer the entire derivative scam that's going on. Good points, Flynn. Thank you. Let's talk to Jay in New York. You're on the air on Obamacare. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, welcome.
Yes. I actually have been on this new healthcare system for about going on 2 years now through my company. It's a large global company, and I'll just leave it at that. But basically, they implemented it, and it's more or less a prototype. What I can tell you is that your costs will go up. That is undoubtedly true. People listening, everything that Alex has been telling you is the truth, as well as IRS involvement. And what I have here in front of me is a little postcard I got from Bank of America, which you're forced to do business with, either them or Chase. And it basically is questioning the expenses that are on my healthcare card, debit card, because they give you a debit card, and it questioned them whether or not it is an IRS-qualified expense. So the IRS is involved as well. So
oh, no, the IRS is basically the police dog of the whole deal. I mean, this is a nightmare. In fact, they're mainlining NSA data mining out of the healthcare law, admitting that it's going to scoop up all the health records and financials. They're already doing it all. I mean, they're using it as it's 1/7 of the economy. And through that, the tentacles reach even deeper. Great points. Good to hear from you. By the way, La Prensa, that is a major global newspaper, is confirming the bank holiday in Panama. I wasn't denying Goldseek. It's a reputable site. Max Kaiser is also reporting it. Yeah, La Prensa is Cuban, but they are reporting that. I think it's the biggest paper in Cuba, isn't it? But I've seen them do a lot of good reports. But we'll continue to track that, and there is announcements in Spanish on the National Bank of Panama's website, too. So there is a bank holiday going on there. That is a major scam. For those who don't know, they call it a holiday and then change the rates or take your money. Or there's a whole bunch of stuff they can do. Ross in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I was watching Fox News on Tuesday morning, America's Newsroom. Bill Hemmer's interviewing some guy about the Nairobi incident. And at the very end of the interview, the guy, I forgot his name, he says, and I quote, "They won't win, or they can't win if they attack innocents. They can win if they take down airplanes, but they can't win if they attack innocents." And, of course, Bill Hemmer was speaking over him at the time. I had to rewind it to make sure he said what I thought he said. And sure enough, he said that. And it made me think that it was just some kind of cryptic message going out over the national airwaves, given the go-ahead for airline attacks with the Stinger missiles they got from Benghazi or wherever they may have helped
them. Who was he interviewing? Who was he interviewing whenever the person said that?
I don't know the guy's name.
If it was some U.S. retired general, or if it was some creep from the CIA, that is the type of thing, because they do give orders, that's actually true, over television. Code words and things, that's actually true. And they put stuff in classified ads, all sorts of stuff. That's where real spycraft goes on. And I've been saying I think they're going to blow up a bunch of airplanes. And it won't matter if the government runs Al-Qaeda and everybody knows it. They'll still just grandstand, take our liberties. It's what they do. You heard Jesse Ventura. I agree with him. I think they're going to stage something here in the U.S. very, very soon, because their stock is going down by the minute, Ross.
Hey, most definitely. I mean, I don't doubt it at all. I just, maybe if we call an honor ahead of time, they might, you know, think twice about it. But it's coming. It's coming real soon.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. I'm sorry to Roy and Steve and Mike. Oh, let's take one more from Roy, and then I got to end it here until Sunday when I'm back live. Roy, court ordered to vaccinate child?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Alex?
Now, was this because one of the former spouses wants the vaccination, or was this the court doing it?
Well, me and my wife just recently split up, and it became convenient for her to change her mind on the vaccines because my son's unvaccinated. And we didn't get along, and she kidnapped my boy, and then the judge ordered her to return him to me. And then she figured out if she flip-flops on her vaccine beliefs, then she'll be able
to. Yeah, that's what
back.
They do. You get the welfare, you get your kid, whoever, the family courts, whoever will vaccinate and all that, they'll do it. So pretty sick. And I hope she's proud of herself. That's why families should not do this. Even if you're going to break up, don't penalize the children over fighting. How old's your son?
Almost two.
So oh, man.
Got, So hopefully you got past the dangerous parts. But I mean,
I hope she's proud of herself. I hope she's proud of herself.
I just don't know if there's, I mean, is there any way I can fight it? Anything I can, how I can, I mean, I'm sure I could probably turn this into a pretty high profile case if I just said, hey, I'm not giving the kid back and tell
you know,
kid,
I don't know how to advise you, sir. Send me an email at showtips with your whole story, please. Back this Sunday, folks, 4 to 6 p.m. Please pray for us. Pray for ourselves. Pray for liberty. Pray for people to wake up worldwide. Great job, crew. Great job to all the supporters.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenics by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It began with the forging of the great rings. 3 were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. 7 to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And 9. 9 rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. We'll be right back.
Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us, doing the first interview before he kicks off his book tour on television and radio next week. He's giving us the first interview scheduled to be coming on. I haven't talked to him in weeks, so have we reminded him to come on? Fantastic. So he's going to be on with us in the next hour, breaking down his new book that we're also selling, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell and David Wayne. They Killed Our President. What a great name, and what a great book to wake up the general public out there to what really happened, because this is when the shadow government really had its coup d'etat. 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, his newest book. It is an amazing book full of graphics and photos and documents and so much more. Really, the documents are what are so important. So I hope that everyone will get the book at InfoWarsStore.com. It officially goes on sale Monday, but you can start ordering it now at InfoWarsStore.com. And what we do is we promote information that's important to wake people up, to also fund ourselves. That's what we do. We promote things we believe in, things that we think are informative, products that we have researched and know are awesome and helpful to then fund our operation, unlike MSNBC that gets stimulus money and all the other so-called mainstream media like NPR and others that are government-funded, forcing you to give them money, taking old ladies' houses so NPR can sit up there and promote abortion and anti-gun globalism and UN small arms treaties that Kerry signed despite the Senate warning him. That is just some of the things that we see going on out there. So it's so incredibly important to go to InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it. And now, InfoWarsLife.com, it's also at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the first in a long line of products that we're developing that are the staples of health and wellness out there, but supercharged. Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com, Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement, Atomic Iodine, the clean, pure form out of the earth that's absorbed directly in. Not the stuff that'll poison you. You know, they sell at the store to put on cuts and things. It's certainly useful to kill germs and things, just like colloidal silver. The point is, this is the nascent iodine that is extremely hard to get, extremely expensive. You've got to jump through DEA hoops to get it. I mean, it is like an act of Congress to develop this stuff. We've spent, I don't know, 3-4 months just getting this prepared and developed and in the FDA certified accredited facility in Utah. And I got quite a bit of it, and it's going to sell out currently in about 2 days. It'll be a few weeks till we get more. It'll be back ordered. Double strength, half price compared to the leading competitor, and nobody else has it in this proprietary blend the way it is prepared. It is extremely powerful and, of course, protects the thyroid, does so much more for the body. And your purchase supports the broadcast, and it's $29.90. That's about $30 less, leading competitor at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's right there on the front page. So it's a win-win-win. In fact, I'm going to take – where did my bottle go? Oh, here it is, one I had yesterday. I'm going to take mine. I take two dropperfuls a day. That's what's recommended. Doctor group who helped develop it says that he takes a lot more, but consult your physician before you do that. And this stuff is a supercharger, because you see, your thyroid puts out a lot of your hormones or regulates the release of hormones. So you got all these guys out there taking steroids and women taking hormones and all this stuff, when, according to all the medical doctors and others I've talked to, you start getting nascent iodine that nobody even knows about and all the right minerals and nutrients and vitamin E and things, and you're just turbocharged. InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I have just put in an order to produce a whole bunch more, but that takes a few weeks. And, again, at any time, if there's a bigger nuclear disaster or something, everybody rushes out, you know, all the medical-type iodine that you can take just disappears. And so I would suggest that everybody stock up on this today, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, here is the toll-free number to join us. I want to get your take on the fact that on every case now, the Kenyan government blows the whistle that they were pre-warned and looks suspicious. Elements of it, the SWAT team, the ATF blows the whistle. Not just the D.C. SWAT team, the federal capital SWAT team, but the ATF blows the whistle and says, we're mad, we've been told we can't go in when it's our jurisdiction. You've got Cy Hirsch coming out and saying the whole Bin Laden raid's totally fake. That's up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is just wild. Yeah, there's the article up on Drudge from The Guardian. Seymour Hirsch, Obama, NSA, and the pathetic American media. And then below it, Infowars.com, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. And see, Drudge is really smart, and his crew's really smart the way they do things. I'm trying to learn from them. Because they know that a mainstream news article like The Guardian will have buried in it that Hirsch is saying it's totally fake. That's buried in the article about Seymour Hirsch and Obama, NSA, and the pathetic American media. Obviously, the bombshell news is that Cy Hirsch, from his sources, is saying it's total baloney. I mean, that's huge. Cy Hirsch says that the raid's all fake. Of course we know it's fake. The whole thing's a lie. I've talked to the Navy SEALs. I mean, thank God this is coming out. I'll tell you why I'm so happy. I just psychoanalyzed myself. You know how scary it was when I talked to this Navy SEAL who was a full-grown man, been in the Navy SEALs for many years, tough guy, you know, probably beat up 10 of me just from all the combat they've been in the Focus, was scared telling me this. Scared. I mean, shaking and you could see not a tear of fear, a tear of adrenaline telling me this information a week after it happened. And I left. I had to pull over at Cabela's, of all places, because I was going to see family. And I had to shoot a video right then, and I shot a video in the parking lot of Cabela's in my Charger, Dodge Charger, about the info I had. And I wasn't even at liberty then to say I'd been told this. Later, I was told, okay, you can say you heard it from a Navy SEAL. And then, of course, you saw it all come out. I mean, the reason I'm happy that more people are talking about this is because, folks, it's dangerous to be the only people that know this stuff. And to see these criminals get away with this stuff is very upsetting when you know it's as phony as a $3 bill from one end to the other. And the Navy SEALs know it's fake. Day one, because I know how they run these operations, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Day one, we went and shot a video. I mean, it was a Sunday night or whatever. He announced it in the Monday morning, if memory serves. I came in, did reports. So those videos have millions of views online. And we said, look, the Situation Room photo looks completely fake. It's clearly staged. They probably sent the SEALs in for a lookalike they had set up. And then they probably had another team there that actually killed some of the people. And then that's probably why they blew up the helicopter, was to create confusion and try to get rid of the SEAL team that was actually loading Bin Laden or who they thought was Bin Laden on the helicopter. And then basically that's what came out. And I just don't understand how these people operate, but I've just watched them so long. And then it turned out they had like a record number of court martials. It was some outrageous, like 70 plus people in the first wave on the ship. Because they were all witnesses that there was no body thrown in the ocean. There was no ceremony. It was all bull. That later came out. That's why they were targeted. And now they've gone public. And it's been in the news that no one saw the burial. It didn't happen. The Situation Room photo was fake. There wasn't a live feed. It was all staged. And I told the Navy SEALs at the time, I said, if they blew up this helicopter to cover up the evidence, when they loaded the body on and got some of the guys on the stealth helicopter, and reportedly it didn't take them out like they wanted, they rolled out and got on the ground. That's why there was a big freakout. There was survivors, so that then got back to the rest of SEAL Team 6, so they had to load them all up on a helicopter and go blow it up. And that's when, well, 1 week after, I had a source in the Navy SEALs, to be technical, that said the whole thing's very suspicious. We're told it's pure bull. Then a month later, or whatever it was, the helicopter blew up and they killed 23 of them, as well as other personnel. That's when I was able to meet with someone, and I'll just leave it at that, who told me, well, first I was able to meet with their father, and then I was able to meet with them. And it's so drilled into these people to never talk about what they know that it's almost like mind control programming for them to speak out. That's why Tosh Plumlee on the show a few days ago, that guy's a famous whistleblower, but still works for the CIA because there's a white side, dark side of it, as they call it. Telling you he talked to a NATO high-level official who said, no, the U.S. was shipping the guns into Libya, not just giving him Gaddafi French-made anti-aircraft missiles and anti-tank missiles and Chinese anti-tank Red Arrows. That was happening, too. They were giving him, quote, high-impact weapons. Armor-piercing, really serious stuff that'll take out Abrams tanks all day. That'll blow helicopters and jets out of the sky. I was talking to him off air. He just said, I can't say, I've signed agreements, but he goes, look, man, I'm on the runway getting ready to take off. At a military base, and there was times on air you could hear the C-130s and stuff. They were being loaded up with weapons. He's in the lead aircraft. He's flying the weapons over there, folks. He's sitting here watching them delivered into warehouses to jihadis is basically the info. And he said, look, let me just tell you this, read between the lines. So I'm not letting something out that was given to me in confidence. That's how they give you this info. And I mean, Jim Mars wasn't even talking on the show and was shaking last week when I talked to him before this. He said, but of course, no one even cares. It's not even a big issue. It's all just hidden in plain view. But you'll hear about it later down the road. Jim Mars wanted me to get this on air because he's known Tosh since the 70s with the Frank Church hearings in Congress, where MKUltra and all the stuff came out. Gulf of Tonkin first started coming out there. I mean, just everything came out. We almost cleaned the government up then. That was right after Nixon and all that, you know, when America was ready to start waking up. And Mars is like, listen, you got to get him on quick for our safety. I mean, that was the real reason. He's telling me all this. This is dangerous. Can you get us on, you know, today? I guess that was Friday morning. And by the time I called him, he couldn't get Tosh on. And then we talked over the weekend, and then my phone got wiped because my mom thought it was hers, was putting her code in it at the beach with the kids. And then I finally got back with him Monday, got him on Tuesday. But, and they're in contact. Fox News is in contact with them. But the point here is that this is really dangerous. So that's why I'm psychoanalyzing myself, why I get so excited when Cy Hirsch comes out and says the bin Laden raid was fake. And when the elements of the Kenyan government come out and say, you know, we knew there was prior knowledge. And the SWAT team comes out and says we were ordered to stand down in D.C. And the ATF comes out and basically says there's a cover-up. And it's everything the criminals do now is coming out because people now understand how much danger we're all in. The danger is not in fighting these people. There's a danger there. But it's a lot less than letting them run everything. I've told you this 1,000 times. This New World Order is not like Boss Hogg. It's eating, you know, hamburgers and barbecue in his back office and skimming off the top and, you know, Flash is sitting there on the leather couch farting. And Roscoe Pico trains, you know, out there with a fake radar gun that's really a hairdryer. This isn't just average corruption. This is cancer, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not going to survive it. Our prosperity, our posterity, all of us, our entire future is degenerating and going down the rat hole if we don't slow things down and then reverse them. And we have slowed things down. Brzezinski admits that. Hillary admits that at CFR meetings. They're scared, and they should be. They're legendary tyrants, and just like Hitler and Mussolini and so many others, they think they're invincible. They think they're above the law. They think they'll never get caught. They think they'll never get stopped. But sooner or later, they're going to get cut down politically. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. You can hide in the dark. You can hide your hand working against your fellow man. You can be a midnight rider, but you will get burnt. Let's go to some phone calls. Let's talk to Leonard in Montana. You're on the air. Go ahead. Let's bring Leonard in Montana. Leonard, I can't hear you. Go ahead, buddy. All right. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me now, Alex?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right. Excellent. No king but King Jesus, Alex. No king but King Jesus. Also, I wanted to say, Alex, that you know, it's very convenient that now we get a photo, a picture of this Navy Yard shooter, but yet we still can't get a picture of Adam Lanza supposedly in Sandy Hook. This whole thing is staged. Everything is being staged, all of it.
Yeah, they're saying they don't want to release what drugs he was on because people might not take their SSRIs. We know he was on three. His family's gone public. Friends and family have said he was on a bunch of stuff. They knew of three drugs he'd been on, put it to you that way. That came out right after it happened, a few weeks after. And, there was a drill. There was the local SWAT team from the jurisdiction over, a federal task force, local group. And the whole thing does look staged. What type of stage, we don't know. Boston bombing, totally staged. And it's all blown up in their face. I mean, it's all blown up in their face. But, the whole Navy Yard thing is very suspicious. Now they're going to release the 911 tapes. I guess it's taken them 9 months to produce that. So there you go.
Well, listen, it matches their agenda, Alex. It only stands to reason that if they wanted to outlaw AR-15 or M4 variant rifles, that they would show a picture of this crazed lunatic in a school, not necessarily showing the kids getting shot or anything, but just showing him with this type of gun. It matches their agenda, yet they don't have the photo. They will not show it.
Well, that's because they probably shot Lanza in the back of the head and had a contractor kill the kids. And then they had actors, clearly some of them are being actors, come out and push the agenda. But they were real people.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
Jesse Ventura's coming up. Let's get Jesse Ventura on at 8 after, just so that he doesn't get interrupted. I want to start him in a big segment. Call him at about 3 after. We got Jesse Ventura coming on to get his take on the world and his new book. But former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura is joining us in the next hour. Let's go to Catherine in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. I'm just wondering if you've seen the press conference this morning with the newly elected Iranian president. It was in New York City.
I am aware that he was going to give a press conference and then reportedly meet with Obama soon. But no, I didn't follow it. In fact, I should be following it. It's in my stack. What happened?
Well, there was a press conference, and one of the, I think it was CNN journalists, asked him what he thinks about the whole, like, West and East and everything else. And he said the only way to help Syria is to get the terrorists, and he actually said the word Al-Qaeda in the West, to stop helping Al-Qaeda and get them all out of there so the coalition can have talks with the government.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been in the foreign press, Der Spiegel, London Guardian, for 2.5 years, that our government with NATO has been putting Al-Qaeda in there, and the Saudis have been paying for it. And remember, 2 years ago, the media would say we were conspiracy theorists. Now it's all admitted. Again, their big lie doesn't work anymore, and I didn't know that. But guys, search just search Iranian president. It'll be the top story. I mean, I know he was scheduled to give a press conference, and I saw it in my stack, but I didn't follow that. I should have. And, you know, they're calling for peace with the U.S., and I'm not saying the mullahs are great. I don't agree with a lot of stuff they do, but I'd like to see everybody try to move towards detente and not have a nuclear war. And, yes, that is the party line of the Iranians, is to point out that it is Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian, Qatari terrorist that started the civil war in Syria. And it is a war crime that our government has been involved in it. And I want our country to repudiate it so it's not on us. If we repudiate it and do the right thing, the world will love us again. But instead, they think we're so dumb, our government's funding Al-Qaeda while taking our rights because of the threat of Al-Qaeda.
And that's pretty much what the Iranian president said, straight up, Al-Qaeda. He's like, we need to get the terrorists out so we can actually start talking and making some peace.
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, we have the article. We're going to be getting to that coming up the next hour. I'll bring that up to Jesse Ventura. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in California. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for everything. I want to tell you about the university that I am attending. It's called InfoWars University. Now, I live in L.A., and I attend classes from 9 a.m. to noon every day. I'm getting a great political science sociology.
Okay, so you're not in Canada. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. You're in California. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I still attend your university on, you know, 9 to noon every day. I love Professor Salente and Jesse Ventura. I'm so excited about that. And I just want to thank you because you're giving me such a great education. I attended San Diego State, you know, 40 years ago. And what I get in 2 days is worth 4 years of what I got there. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're all in it together. You know, all of us are the teachers and the students, and the teacher appears when the student is ready. But that's who we bring you, as scientists and top international lawyers and former governors and congresspeople and artists and actors and school teachers and heroes and common folks and activists. And that's what we are. We are humanity, and we are standing up. We are resisting. We are rising.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against healthy eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.